Okay, we're on Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, the Mishnah. Ir shekavshua karkom. They had a siege, and the siege captured the city. Kol kahanos shenimtzu besocha psulos. So all the kahanos that are in the city are pasul, because we assume that the soldiers could have violated any of them, and therefore, what's it called, they're all suffic, whether they're pasul or not, and therefore they're pasul. V'im yesh lehem edim, if they have any edim, afilu eved, afilu shivcha, even an eid echad who normally is pasul, that can say that they were with them and they know that they weren't violated, harei elu nemanim. V'ein neman odom al yedei asim. However, a person is not believed about themselves. You need another aid to be an aid echad to be made. A person is not believed on themselves that they're a tahor. Rashi, karkom matzor, metargaminen karkoma. A siege is the Aramaic word for siege is karkom. Psulos asuros lebalehim. They can't live with their husbands anymore, and they're pasul to other kohanim. Kohanis over here means wives of kohanim, not girls who are the daughters of kohanim. The wives of kohanim. The Ashes Kohen asura ba'onis. Because an Ashes Kohen is also to her husband even if she was raped. Not only if she committed adultery willingly. Like an Ashes Yisrael. Okay. V'raminu. Mura says, bring a contradiction to this Mishnah. Baleshes shibaleir. You have a band of, people coming into the city that going around and plundering the city, a band that's plundering the city. B'shas shalom, chavios psuchos asuros stumos mutaros. So when there's peace, there's no war, so they have plenty of time to do whatever they want. So then, if you have open barrels with wine, the wine is aser, because we assume that they were menasech et avodah zarah. That was something they did. and stumos, but if the barrels are closed, then we assume if they opened them, they wouldn't have closed them back. So they probably were closed to begin with, and therefore there's no yai nesach over here. B'shas milchama elu ve'elu mutaros, l'fisha ein p'nai l'nasich. But in a time of war, there we say that they have no time, they're too busy fighting battles than being menasech wine. So whether the barrels are open or closed makes no difference. We assume that they didn't have time to be menasechid. So what do you see over here? Right? In a time of war, the soldiers don't have time for anything else except their war. So why, if a siege breaks into a city, do we say that the Kohanis, the wives of Kohanim are usher, because the soldiers probably live with them, they didn't have time. They didn't have time to menasech wine. They don't have time to go and rape the inhabitants. Amr Mari Livol Yesh Panai, Lenasech Ein Panai. People have time, even soldiers, to rape women. They don't have time to pour wine. Right? Their Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah is not as great as the Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayos. Rashi, Baleshes Chayil. Troops. Al shem shemechapsim kolat matmonim, because they plunder the city. They baleshes means they look and search for things to plunder. Livol yesh panai detakif lu yatzrayu. People have time to do what they want, and the yetzer hara for gilui arayos is strong enough that'll give them the time to go and rape the women. But to be menasech yayin, that yetzer hara is not so great. Rav Yitzchok, back to the Gemara, Rav Yitzchok bar Elazar, Mishmei Dechizki Omar, Kan Bekarkum Shal Oso Malchus, Kan Bekarkum Shal Malchus Acheres. Right? There's a different difference. It's not a difference between being Menasech or being Boel. The difference is who these troops belong to. If the troops are from a nearby Malchus, so they plan on conquering this what's it called country and annexing it to their country, right? So then they're very careful. They want to have a functioning country annexed, so they go around wild plundering and destroying. Right? They want to keep things nice so they can get taxes from the city or whatever. But if it's Karkum Shel Malchus Acher, somebody came from far away, they have no interest in except plundering and getting out of there, then they couldn't care less what they destroy and what they upset and who they rape or whatever. So the Gemara asks, Shel Osa Malchus Nami. So therefore by Osa Malchus, we assume that the soldiers are under strict orders not to damage the city, to stay out of there and not to do any damage, because the king wants this city annexed and he wants it to be functional. So Mara says, this is Rashi's Girsa. Tosus and most of the Rishonim don't like this Girsa, but we're learning Rashi and then we're going to stick with it. Okay? Because the other Girsa is difficult to put into the words here. You have to change the words or whatever. It's a completely different shot in the Gemara. But the way Rashi learns like this. So Gemara asks, even a troops from a nearby Malchus that are concerned, that the officers are concerned that the soldiers don't go berserk in the middle of the city. So they basically keep them on the periphery of the city. They don't let them go wandering around the city just like this. It's impossible that one of them shouldn't escape, one of the soldiers go berserk, and therefore it's possible that what's it called, that maybe some of the women, one of the women at least, was raped. And since we don't know who it was, it what's it called, we assume that's everybody. One of the biggest questions on this Rashi is, we always are makel by a shvuya, and we assume that people weren't raped. Here we're assuming that somebody disobeyed orders, went into the city and raped some woman, and therefore all the Kohanis are usher. Why would we assume such a thing? But that's what Rashi says. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kishe Mishmaros Roal Zuezu. No, they put up lookouts, guards, to make sure that nobody goes into the city. The soldiers stay out of the city, because again, the king wants this city to remain functional so he can annex it to his malchus. Mar says Yefshid lo naima purta. Right, people fall asleep too. Right, even girl soldiers fall asleep on the border and don't, you know, the nice, what's it called? They're supposed to watch the northern border with, there's all these cameras or whatever. They turned off the monitors and went to sleep. It was too much. So nice, so soldiers go to sleep too. Okay. Omer of Levi, Kagon de Mahadr, Lalamasa, Shoshilta, the Kalba, the Gavza, the Avza. No, they put a ring around the city of noisemakers. So if anybody penetrated the city, they'd hear the noise. They put chains and dogs, and they put chips of wood that would make noise if they went on them. And geese that made noise. So if anybody penetrated the city, there would be a cacophony of noise that they would right away know that somebody broke through the things, like an alarm, except they didn't have electricity then, so this is the alarm. Rashi. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Omar, Af be'ilah pamim shei mutaros. There's a possibility that even they won't have time, or we won't be choshed that they raped the women. When? Karkum shol sumalchus, eno rotzel ha'ashkes es b'nei ha'ir. They don't want to destroy the people in the city. They want to keep law and order in the city because they want to annex it to their malchus. He wants a functional city that he can take taxes from. He doesn't want to wreak havoc in the city. They put up a ring of guards to make sure that the soldiers don't go berserk in the city. Zemara says, so it's impossible though that one soldier didn't break the away from the guards. The Mahadr Lamasa, so the Gemara says, no. Samus Vivos Sa'ir Shal Shalos Barzel. They put up chains around the city. Shiashmiu call be koshal ishrots aleim. If somebody ran on them, they would make noise. Uklovim vavozim zoakim. And then the dogs and the geese would start screaming, and everybody would know that somebody penetrated into the city. The gavza, maklos the kismin li koshal bohem. They also put up sticks and chips of wood that you couldn't, once they started making noise, they would trip over these things, so they couldn't get into the city. Okay, so that is possible. If they did all of that, right, and it's karkum shall also malchus, so the king has a vested interest to make sure that there's law and order, then we're not afraid that the soldiers rape the women. Omer Rab Abba Bar Zavda, Pligi Bo Rab Yehuda Nesiyah V'Rabbanan. The Machlokas Rab Yehuda Nesiyah and the Rabbanan, Begabi this Mishnah. Chad Omer Kan Bekarkum Shalso Malchus, Kan Bekarkum Shalmachus Acheres. One explained the stira between the Mishnayos by Yayin Nesach and what's it called, the Be'ila. That has nothing to do with the nature of Be'ila or Yayin Nesach. It depends whether, when do we say the soldiers had a time to be Menasech Yayin or to be boiled women when they came from far away and they don't really care what goes on in the city. Then they wreak havoc in the city, both for Yayin Nesach and for Be'ila. But, and that's where what's it called, the case of the Mishnah is talking about. When they're Karkum Shal Oso Malchus, when they're annexing the city, then they don't have time to do either. Not that they don't have time, they are warned not to wreak havoc and to do anything that would upset the normal relations with the city, and therefore they're not Menasech Yayin, and they don't rape the women either. And that's how the case of Nisuch HaYayin is talking about. Okay. Velo Kasha Le Velo Midi. And there's no Kasha between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Right, because one's talking about Malchus Krova and one's talking about a Malchus Rechoka. Right. Malchus, what's it called? Karkum shall also Malchus or shall Malchus Acheris. The Chad, Kashile, Kohani, and the other one had all these other questions, right, that what's it called, the Chora, even so, there are soldiers that disobey orders and that can wreak havoc in the city, right? And they had to answer all these answers that they put down alarms. Kigon de mahader le lemasa shushulta v'kalba v'gavza v'yavza. And the other one said that what's it called? That no, even by, they had these kashas on that, that even by a karkum of that malchus, were afraid that maybe some soldiers disobeyed orders. And the answer they had to give is, it's talking dafka in a case where they had all these alarms. Rashi, the lokashule midi lochayish lemeakir inish yichidah the level hol vein adover hefker. Right, the one of them said he's not choshish that we're afraid that maybe one soldier disobeyed orders because it's a dover shalosh shchiyah, and the other one said we aren't afraid of that, and it has to be talking in a case where they made precautions that that can't happen. Okay, Omer Avidi Barovin, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, im yeshom machbua achas. Matzelis ala kahanis kulam. This is, they bring as a raya connected what we said in Rashi. Here we see the Gemara says that if you can be tola any heter, you're tola. And way Rashi learns, if you can be tola any iser, one soldier, maybe one soldier got in, and then we should ask for all the kahanis. Here it says just the opposite. If there's one hiding place, okay, there's one cave where a woman could hide, so the troops couldn't find her, then all the women in the city are mutter. Because on each one we have a suffix. Maybe she was hiding in that cave, and she avoided the troops.
Don't you have a suffix that should, if it does rape somebody, it's Yisraelis.
What? No. We're talking about.
Why do you have to go with their kind?
No. But we're talking each Kohanis though. The suffix whether he didn't, what's the question? He didn't only rape one woman.
I'm looking for a cool up. There is a soldier who's going to rape. He raped in the right, which is
no. But we're not sure of any person who he did. Right, it's not talking where he did one, and we don't know who he did. Maybe he did it for 20 of them. You don't know. Okay. So if there's one hiding place, it's matzel all the kohanis. Okay, a boy Reb Yirmia, ena machzekes ala achas ma. What if that hiding place only can fit one person? So all the city, only one person could have hid there. Mi amrina kol chada v'chada haynuha. Do we say each woman's a sofik? Maybe she was the woman who was hiding there, and therefore, what's it called? They're all mutter. Al dilma lo amrinin, or maybe that much we don't say, since it only can hold one person. That much, it's not matzal on the whole city. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, now the Gemara says, Umay Shno Mishnei Shvilin. Why is this different than the following case? Echot Tomei Vechot Tor. You have two roads. One is Vare Tomei. There's a kever that extends over the entire road. So if you walked on that road, you Vare Tomei. And one is Vare Tor. V'holach Bechot Mehem V'osot Taros. And you went on one of the roads and you did Taharos. We don't know which road is Tomei and which one is Tor. So you went on one of them. Somebody went on one road. And then he made Taharas. Tosus explains why it doesn't just say the person himself, whether he's Torah or not, because in either case we tell the guy to go to the mikveh. It's easy for him to go to the mikveh. The Taharas, though, if they're Tom, they'd have to be burnt. So it's, you can't just do something to them. You have to decide what to do with them. So he went and he touched Taharas. And his friend came. Reuven went on road A. Shimon went on road B. We don't know which road, A or B, is Tahar or Tameh. One of them is Tameh, and one of them is Tahar. The Taharos of one of them is Tameh, and the Taharos of the other one is Tahar. We don't know who and what. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nishal zebifnei asro v'zebifnei asro toros. If each one came to ask a shayla independently, then each one, sofik tumah b'rishus harabim, and we say, you're Tahar. Right? We're not sure if you're Tahar or Tameh, you're Tahar. The other one comes and asks the same Shaila, we say, I'll tell them the same thing. So both of them are Tahar, because each one came and asked independently. Shneim ka'achas tmeos. But if they came to ask together, we can't tell them they're both Tahar. That's impossible. One of you was Tomei. Then we tell them what's it called, that they're both Tomei. Because it's impossible that both of them should be Tahar. So we have to tell one of them they're Tomei, therefore they're both Tomei. Rabbi Yossi Omer, vein kachu vein kach tmeim. Rabbi Yossi says, either way they're Tomei. We'll see in 1 second, not either way exactly. Right? V'omar Rava, the same Rabbi Yochanan, the Basachas divrei kol Tomei. If they both came mamish together and said, look, we both walked on different roads and we don't know if we're Tar or Tomei, we tell them they're both Tomei. Because it's impossible that both of them should be Tar. B'zachar zev divrei kol Tor. If they came independently, separate, everybody agrees that we tell each one independently, you're Tar. Now they can't, what's it called, then go and do Taharas together, because then for sure one of them is Tameh. They're Tahar independently, but if they'll come together and touch something, both of them together, the thing is Tameh for sure. They're only Tahar Misafik. Okay. Where is the Machlokes? Where one of them comes and he asks about himself and the other guy, and not where he asked at the same time. Me and my friend both had this, what's the shaila? Then it's like they came together. He asked him about himself. And then he said, oh, by the way, my friend asked me to ask for him too. So now the shaila is like this. Is this called each one coming independently? Or no, since one guy is asking the question for both of them, even though he asked it at separate times, he finished his shaila, then he started the shaila of the other one after he got his psak. Maybe that's considered like each one asking independently. That's a machlokas. Mar medami le lebov vasachas, or mar medami le lebezacherze. V'hochenami, kiven deshori lehu lekulo kevasachas dami. Over here we're saying all the kohanas are tahar because there was a cave that could accommodate some of them. But the chorus like all of them coming to ask it together, and all of them couldn't have been in the cave, so all of them can't be tahar. So if each Kohanis would come separately and ask, so then it would be like the case of independent. And then we could be Matayar, all of them. But over here we're giving one psak for the whole city. How could one psak for the whole city be when it's impossible that all of them are Tahar? Right? Lechora, some of them weren't in the cave. The answer obviously is an obvious answer. Where it says, Hachi Hashta, meet Alatzikom. Hosom Vadei Iketum. Over there, one of the roads is Vadei Tomei. So one of these guys is Vadei Tomei. So if they come together, we can't tell them you're both Tahar. One of you is Vadei Tomei, so we have to be Matami both of you. Harcha mi yemer de'itmi. But over here, we're not sure that any woman was raped. It's only a suffix. The whole thing is only a suffix. Even the ones that weren't in the cave. The ones in the cave surely weren't raped. So therefore, since it's a cave, and we could say that any specific woman was in that cave, and we don't know that any of the women that weren't in the cave were necessarily violated, it's only a suffix. Therefore, Matayar, all of them. Okay. Rashi. Umayshno mishnei shvilim. The kivin the ball lishol alavi al chaveiro amar Rabbi Yosi tmeim. Hachanami lekulu sharini ki adoni. Over here, it's at least like the case of ball lishol alav chal chaveiro. Even if it's not considered like the case where they came together, but at least we're giving a psak for all of them at the same time. There's a grave that extends over the width of the whole derech. If you walked on that derech, you surely became tameh. The ein yadua ezu hatameh. We don't know which road the grave is there. It's either the highway or 443. One of them has a grave. We don't know which one. Avokach muzok in bechad meyim. But we know for sure one of them has a grave. The osu taharos nogabatari touch taharos. Tahori, the chol chad ki osi lekamon talinan leilameimar b'tahor holach. Each one we say individually that you went on the tahor because sofik tuma b'rishus harabim. Davilei sofik tuma b'rishus harabim seikol tahor. Tmeim dehechi neimelu tahorim. How can we tell you you're both tahor? One of you is vare tamei. The tahorim atem chad minayu vare tamei azam. So therefore we have to be metamei both of them. B'basachas bo lishol b'basachas. Right, if they came to ask together, everybody holds that they're both tummy. Hachanami, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, halachic Rabbi Yossi. So over here also, it's at least like the case where they came, one of them came to ask about the other one. Because we're giving a psak that applies to all of them together. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that in that kind of case it'd be tummy. So why over here do we say that because it's possible that one of them was in the hiding place, all of them are tahor, but it's not possible that all of them were in the hiding place. So some of them are vare tame. Our answer is no. Nobody's vare tame. The ones that were in the hiding place are also sofik tame. The one in the hiding place is vare tahor. So when you have a vare tahor and a sofik tame, there you can make them all tahor. You could say you're all tahor. Why not? But when one is vare tame, you can't say you're both vare tahor because one of you is for sure tame. We could say both of you are Tomei, because the guy who's Tor could be Tomei too. We don't know, for maybe some other reason. But the guy who walked on this road can't be Tor. He's not a Tomei. So the Psak can't be Emes if we say Tor. It could be Emes if we say you're both Tomei, because maybe this guy's Tomei for some other reason.